Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get to the front page with Abe, as well as some picks against the spread coming up in about 15 minutes, as today is the final day of the week, the final show of the week for us, and then a nice little four-day weekend, and back on Monday to react to what's going to be a really action-packed weekend. In local sports, national sports, obviously, college football across the board, NFL pretty much every single day. It's going to be fun. Already some college football news, like pretty big time news over the last 24 hours with some of these not top jobs. Right. Like obviously we're still waiting for what Lane Kiffin is going to do, and we'll supposedly find out Saturday. But Oklahoma State found their next coach. They're taking the head coach from North Texas. They've had a really nice year. Have to assume the quarterback comes with him.
Yeah.
Right.
That, I'm almost positive that was packaged.
Yeah. You'd have to assume that's what's going to happen. Yes. I know I've mentioned Jim Mora Jr. a couple times this year because he's done a really great job at UConn.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado State, a little surprising.
Surprising.
It's not like a huge step up,
no.
Is it?
What happened with UCLA?
They had a bad year and they fired him.
Okay, I can remember they fell out or something about that.
Maybe.
But
he won 10 games back-to-back at UCLA.
Yeah, and so
like
I
nobody does that.
That could have been maybe a possibility right there, but good for him.
Oh, to go back to UCLA?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no.
That's what I said. Bridges burned,
yeah,
stuff
so.
Like that.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, you should have more answers Friday night about the whole Lane Kiffin thing and where they go with that. You saw last night in the ranking, they dropped him a little bit. I didn't get to see it, but I heard like the new chairman was being a dork and telling some non-corny jokes.
He did tell a bad that. Remember that thing you got mad at me about yesterday? Yeah, he did that.
Oh, no.
But I wasn't even doing that, by the way. Just so everybody knows, I wasn't doing that joke.
Yeah,
I was just saying I'm not sure what that is, which is a normal thing that I've always done.
Yes, it has.
You know what I mean? That's a hand motion I've always made.
I'll
turn my hands over.
Maybe I got six. I think I got six of them before I left the work.
Yeah, you got young people around.
Yeah, dog.
Even Lily knows it.
Really?
Yeah, it's infiltrated the kindergartners.
Yeah, dog.
She doesn't know what it is,
but
she'll say it every once in a while because she hears other people at school saying it.
Right.
And it's like, all right.
So influential.
It's just a,
that's such an early
just
age.
A peek into the future.
My gal around some other folks, man.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they have lunch in the lunchroom with other bigger kids, I guess.
Probably.
I
she's learning. She's so damn observant and a damn sponge.
No, she is. She's just a little sponge.
Man. But no, I mean, it was crazy because I was looking at the rankings. I just pulled it up where the teams are ranked. Could you imagine Miami going back to Oregon?
I would love
Mario
that.
Cristobal going back to
awesome.
Oregon. That would be freaking awesome.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. But no changes. I think they spoke out. You know, they think Notre Dame's better than Miami, pretty much.
Which is fine,
yeah.
Right? Like, to me, that's all you need to say. All this explanation of
but that's what I'm glad they said.
Stuff. Yeah,
just say it.
Because it's so simple. And really, it's up to you guys.
Right.
And nobody gets to, like, I know somebody tried to sue the committee a couple of years ago.
Oh, God, they got, what fan base
I think
is
it
that?
Was Florida State. Oh, wasn't yeah. It? But like,
they ain't recovered yet.
These guys are in charge, and whatever they say goes. All they have to say is, yeah, we just think they're better.
That's it.
And then if you're like, why? It's like, well, I don't know. We just think they are.
you don't have to explain. You don't
well,
have
they
to...
played and beat them. Well, yeah, but not every time somebody plays, the better team wins.
Right.
Not always.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, that's a weird thing. I mean, having that guy, he's like, I'm the replacement. I'm just going to have fun with it.
He did not seem
prepared.
Ready. Yeah. Like, the other guy they picked, I think, for a reason. This guy was like, wait, me? I have to be the one?
Hold on. Y'all just said I had to be the head. Y'all just had to speak to on TV.
So, here, speaking of Florida State, obviously one of the most controversial or, I don't know, like really, really brutal. I think we get it from an outside perspective, but you also get why Florida State was so furious. Yeah. Being left out a couple of years ago, you know, the justification was their quarterback got hurt and they weren't the same team.
Which
it's also
true.
In the bylaw that,
can do that
coaches count also.
Yep.
You can take into account a team not having a player or a coach that they did mm-hmm. that led to where they are.
Correct.
And I know he was asked about it and he kind of sat on the fence. Apparently in the conference call, later in the evening, because they do a conference call with the assembled media after the TV thing, mm-hmm. the current chair of the committee was asked about that and Ole Miss and could it be held against him, and gave a little bit more of an idea that maybe it could. So if Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl,
they're done,
and then Lane Kiffin decides to leave, and yep. then they hold it against him that Lane Kiffin's not there anymore,
mm-hmm.
that's the worst thing I can ever imagine. Like,
you don't think they are?
Maybe, but that's the, I don't know. Like, that's like, Game of Thrones level, mm-hmm. like, nightmare mm-hmm. for Ole Miss fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please win the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, they need to win this Egg Bowl.
I just don't want that. Like, that sucks.
I don't want it for those kids.
That would be totally unfair.
I don't want it
if
for those
that's
kids.
What happens.
I don't want it for those kids, man.
They won 10 games.
And they deserve to be a playoff team.
I think that's right.
Yeah, they're one of the better. They're one of the best 12 teams in ball.
I think they are, too.
You know, and so, I mean, but that's, you know. That's why this I'm not an Ole Miss fan, so I'm not frustrated by anything by Lane. I just think, like, what's the hold up?
I don't know.
You know, because if he
wants, he's going
to
leave.
Yeah, and that's what it seems like to me. Because if you're doing this for a grandstand where it's after the game of the Egg Bowl and you're being interviewed by the woman on the young lady, whoever's doing the post game on the field, are you doing this to be like, I'm coming back?
He wants to have that, like, Leonardo DiCaprio from Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. I'm not leaving.
You know,
like that.
Is that what you're doing? Is that why you're doing this? Because
maybe.
Other than that.
That's what you have to tell yourself if you're an Ole Miss fan.
Right.
Right?
Like,
but,
yeah.
No, but, he's doing it because he's leaving.
Yeah.
I think.
It sucks, man.
It does suck. It really sucks. It and does. Again, like, let the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, the assistant head coach, or whoever it is, be the interim and let him coach in the playoff, and don't penalize this group of kids who won all these games.
Yeah, man.
Because their coach decided to make a circus show of the whole thing. Now, again, they could win. He could stay. All of these things could go differently. I just that popped into my mind yesterday as far as, like, there is a precedent for holding changes against teams.
Mm-hmm.
That would really suck.
It would.
I would really hate that.
It does. And it's unfortunate. But it is what it is, man. It is what it is. And so we'll find out after the game what Lane's going to do as far as if he's going to stay or go.
Yeah.
You think it's LSU?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do think that's what he's going to do. And then I think, like, 2 years from now, he's going to do something like this again.
Yeah.
You know, I think somebody else is going to woo him, whether it's an NFL team or something like that. He's going to do the same thing because I think this is what he does. So buyer beware. Lane Kiffin is definitely a good coach. I don't know if Lane Kiffin's a great coach. The best win he has still to this day is that win over Georgia last year.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been in a playoff. Mm-hmm. He hasn't won a conference. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So I get it. He's timed it perfectly. He's the hottest guy in the cycle. But I don't know. I'm not sure what that means at LSU if he goes there. Georgia Tech Friday here in Atlanta.
I think it's going to be a great game. I think the Dogs, obviously Dogs are better than Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, can they bounce back from just a disappointing, heartbreaking loss? And I know a lot of people, this will make their season and all those different things. Them boys in red coming to kick your ass too. You know what I mean? And they still have stuff on the line that they want, you know? And I think that that's getting overlooked a lot in this game because of the motivation to salvage the season for Georgia Tech because of the big loss at home.
I know.
We don't give a damn about that. We're going to kick your ass.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what happened last year is still fresh on the mind. A win in this game goes a long way towards postseason positioning.
Yeah,
and all that.
I think, you know, I mean, the thing with it is it's all about Haynes King. It is. And you got to stop him. Buster Faulkner knows how to attack this defense. We saw that last year. And, you know, in Georgia, you know, they're going to be without CJ. There's a lot of eye candy with the motions and the stretch and the quarterback counters back that way. The pull, the quarterback goes away from the pull. They got so many things they got to worry about. But if Georgia lines up and just plays their game and play like they've been playing the last 3 weeks, they should kick Georgia Tech's ass.
Yeah, and I anticipate that's what happens in the game.
Yes.
If Georgia Tech wins, are they back in the playoff?
No.
Because they fell pretty far.
Now that's a 23 is a long way to go.
I know. They fell so far.
23 is a long way to go.
The committee was so ready to drop them down the list after the way they played against Boston College.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, I know. And they were asked about that last night, too, because, again, they would be 10-2. There's going to be so many 10-2 teams.
Yep.
That's the thing that's going to be complicated is, like, there's going to be so many teams from all of the different conferences that have 10-2 records that don't make the conference title game. And then you're going to be stacking resume to resume. And, unfortunately, for Georgia Tech right now, they don't have really a good win on their resume. Now, they beat Georgia. That's a great win. That would be the best win anybody in the ACC has, I think.
Yes.
Like, Miami beat Notre Dame, but Georgia's better than them. Mm-hmm. So that would be the best win anybody in the conference has.
And it would.
And they'd be 10-2.
And they'd be 10-2. And they beat Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think it should be
enough to at least get back in the conversation.
I don't know. I don't think it will. But hey, who knows? Who damn knows, man? But I mean, yeah, Brent Key, that's what I love about Brent Key, because he embodies this damn stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it was so hard for him to say Georgia's a great team and all that stuff. He was just
that's great.
Like that scowl that he has, you know, and I love that part about this rivalry because he's trying to make it the way it used to be. And so, yeah, but I think Georgia loses this game if they shoot themselves in the foot.
Yep.
They have the turnovers and all those different things.
I think
that's why.
I think the only – because even still, like, we've seen Georgia clean up the thing that we wanted them to clean up the most, like quit getting off to these terrible starts.
Right.
You get off to good starts, see what happens. Well, they've gotten off to good starts, and they win by touchdowns.
Yes.
They've gotten off to bad starts and still won games by double digits this year. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they're never dead. And that happened last year in this game.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, they were down big in the game last year and still came back.
We're all losing that building, other than Alabama.
We might have back-to-back games in that building.
Who knows?
Weekends in a row.
Alabama loses to Auburn and A&M loses.
One or the other.
One or the other.
All you need.
Which is a possibility.
Yep, totally possible.
A total possibility.
Yeah, you could have back-to-back weeks in Mercedes-Benz.
I just don't know how good Texas A&M is.
I don't either. I still don't buy it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the front page with Abe. Make some picks against the spread. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.